Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, y'all. Friends, we're back. And this episode is the finale of season one. That Twin Mom podcast has now had 50-something episodes. We've been going for a year, and this is our last episode of season one.
Season one in the books.
And my husband's back in the studio, as you can hear.
What's up?
And it's only right that you're here because you were here for the first episode, and now you're here for the last episode of this season.
Full circle.
Full circle moment. This is airing the week of Thanksgiving, so in... just, you know, to be super corny, we're going to make it all about gratitude. But I've been really actually pouring into gratitude a little bit more lately. I started a gratitude journal, which is just a notes section in my phone where I try to think of one thing I'm grateful for every night. I haven't been doing it consistently. Honestly, I need to do it consistently. But the universe rewards being grateful. Like, if you want something, be grateful for what you have, and then stuff grows. I feel like that's what happened with the podcast. Like, everything I'm into manifesting and all those different things, but gratitude is at the center of that. So this episode is going to be about being grateful, what we're grateful for as parents, also talking about some holiday stress because we are in the season, that stretch at the end of the year where it's all hands on deck, all the things need to happen. Like, literally since Halloween, it's been go, 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 go. And also just give you all advice about what we wish we knew before becoming twin parents as we wrap up a little bow on season one. So. Does that sound right to you? Are you cool with that?
Everything sounds right.
Yeah, we're at Thanksgiving. We're hosting Thanksgiving this year. I'm grateful for that, but also a little stressed out. Also, Thanksgiving, like, no one cares. I'm sorry. Like, is anyone's favorite holiday Thanksgiving now? Like, I feel like it's just a season. It's holiday.
It's kind of my favorite.
It is.
Just because you don't have to do anything. You just eat.
I know
one. They haven't figured out a way to commercialize it and, like, make you have to buy a bunch of gifts or, you know, convince you that you need to spend, you know what I mean? It's more just like you just see your family and you eat a bunch of good food and then pass it on the couch watching football. It's amazing.
I also think that food is the way to your heart, because this is my theory, y'all, of why he's always dated Black women. No shade to your family and how they cook, but I think the first Black woman you dated and you had her food, you're like, yo. Sign me up for this. And then Thanksgiving is your now favorite holiday, and that's soul food. Is there any truth to that? This is just a theory. He's never
100%.
Said it.
I mean, well, I mean.
He's like, this is salt? Like, it's just kidding.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, we had some
this
good
has
food.
Flavor.
But it was just like different kind of. It's amazing. But one thing I remember from that first. Like, time I went to...
My aunts can throw down in the kitchen, y'all. So my aunt, bro, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that what you're going to say or no?
Well, I was going to say something else, but okay. That too. I mean, so one of the first times I had Thanksgiving at someone else's house, I don't know if it had anything to do with that. I was just more excited that they had the TV on, like, while we were eating.
Oh.
And it was always like... Before it was always like, we have to eat dinner. We all just sit and eat dinner. And then they just have football on. And I was like, wait, I can just eat Thanksgiving and watch football at the same time. So I was probably most excited about that.
That's hilarious.
But the food was awesome too. And then went on Burl's food, took it to a whole nother level. You're on Burl. I ate that. And I was just like,
this is amazing.
Yeah. Couldn't imagine.
That's funny. He grew up with no screens, or not no screens. I mean, it was the 90s, right? So like you had a TV, but his parents didn't have a TV. So I think
no TV at the house.
No TV at the house. So definitely no TV at the dinner table. So you went to an event where you're able to have a Thanksgiving where football, your favorite TV show of all time, is on while you're eating your most delicious food of all time. And then you pass out after. Yeah. I get why Thanksgiving's your favorite. But what were you going to say?
No.
Yeah. But I think that Thanksgiving now, it just seems that nobody cares. And once Halloween was done, I'm seeing all these things about Christmas. It feels like Thanksgiving is just a holiday within the Christmas season. And maybe that's true, but I'm like, I feel like nobody cares about
Thanksgiving. I don't know if I noticed it more this year, or it is actually, if this has always been going on, I just noticed it more, or is it really they're trying to just start earlier and earlier?
I mean, I get it. It makes sense from a business, like consumerism standpoint. I'm sure there's something to do with that. Social media has changed it a lot. And I think post-COVID, people just like love Christmas and just want to be as happy as many months as possible. So they start making it November 1st. It's like, we're listening to Mariah Carey. Right. Like Christmas is on the radio, where I remember it used to not be on the radio till the day after Thanksgiving. You would turn on, for us, it's 97.1. I think it was like Delilah. It was a Christmas station. But it didn't happen until like Thanksgiving. And now it's on right now. So anyways, we're nearing Thanksgiving. I'm grateful to be hosting. I'm grateful that you will be helping with the cooking.
What I'm grateful about hosting is that we don't have to drive.
Yes.
That's the good thing about
hosting. We don't have to drive. I know.
You got to clean up more, but you don't have to drive.
You don't have to drive. Exactly. So now let's think about what we've been grateful for as far as twin parents lately, or even parents in general. I think especially around the holiday season, I don't know if other parents are feeling this, but the invisible load that you always carry is now times 10,000 from Halloween, birthday parties. If you do holiday photos or Christmas cards or getting all the decorations, finding out the gifts, all the things that come towards the end of the season, there's school-like activities. There's a spirit week this week we totally forgot about. They didn't wear a jersey today. Whoops. But there's all these different things that come at you during this end-of-the-year spread. And it's kind of hard to sometimes pause and be like, what am I grateful for? And I mean, you know what you're grateful for, but the kids, I also feel like have this intense energy of stimulation where their moods are just up, down, down, up. And I didn't really want to bribe them with Santa, but your girl has been definitely bribing them with Santa lately, just because the mood swings have been so, so intense. And I think back, this stage is hard. Each stage is hard, but each stage is also really cute and beautiful. And I think back to the newborn stage. Having four-year-old twins is way easier, I will say. Well, not way easier. It's different. But it does feel less physically demanding than when you have newborn twins. So if anyone is listening to this and they're in whatever stage, newborn twins, your twins are younger than mine, older than mine, I want to give you some things to look forward to, some milestones that you will be so grateful for when they happen, because it's a whole weight has shifted and life becomes a little easier. And that, my friend, is something to be grateful for. So let's think about it. Newborn stage, what was your biggest? Honestly, when they were really young, I remember the first thing that happened where I was like, this is the most amazing thing in life. They started to hold their own bottles.
Yeah.
Because
holding two in the middle of the night.
Right.
Holding two bottles like this.
It was wild.
One in each hand, prop them up.
And I was a breastfeeding mom and we pumped and bottle fed. So if you exclusively breastfeed, you won't have the same sentiment around double bottle feeding, because once they start to do that, you can give them their bottles and you can walk away.
Yeah.
Or not walk away or do something. You're just not stuck there for the 30 minutes and doing nothing.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. What else?
Potty training. Obviously.
Potty training.
I mean, that's later, but.
Yeah. Potty training for sure. Once they're fully potty trained, that is huge. Now they tell us when they want to go.
Or even before that, sorry, when they start. First, you had to feed, with the spoon, and then they can hold their own spoon and eat their own food. That was a big one.
Yeah, you still should observe them while they're eating, but not having to sit there and feed each one is great. And then I like to let them just smash and eat. So that was I don't remember being a huge sigh of relief, but that was cool once they started to be able to eat without monitoring.
More cleanup.
More cleanup, yeah. You
have to sit there and...
Walking up the stairs. Really walking, you know what I mean? Where they're able to, you're kind of watching them toddle, but when they're able to get out of their car seats or walk up the stairs, or you don't have to take the car seats out and bring them up. I remember that being huge.
Yeah.
When they're just going, oh my gosh. Shout out to the ones that are in that stage. wait till they walk. Okay. I'm just going to tell you that. I think one that we're really enjoying now is the independent play. You know, like right. this is something that's been different from our single den. We were his play date partners at this age. They're the girls are four. So when they're that young, they can play by themselves, but not for very long. They really want to, you know,
interact.
Like they might, and boys especially, he wouldn't really sit in color like that. He like was more at like, it depends on the kid. Boys or girls can be different, but he was more like an interactive playing one to pretend versus like we'll sit and color or draw for a long time. So we really did have to play Legos and do things with them. With the girls, they will just play in their own world for like.
They'll make up a whole universe. Storyline and dress up and.
Different words and names, yeah. Their own language, and like won't even check for us for like hours.
Well, maybe not hours, but
a solid hour.
For about 10 minutes until they start screaming.
And then they fight.
Saying that one of them did this to the other one and that's not fair.
So yeah, that's true. So you have to be a referee. I should get a whistle. I'm about to get a whistle. That's what I want in my stocking. But you have to be a little referee, but you don't have to. Like, they really do independent play and it's so fun to watch. That is the coolest part. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Or you just hear their conversation. So that stage does come. It takes a few years, but just hang in there. It does come. You just have to get a whistle. I'm going to get a whistle. I'm not even kidding. What else? When we think about gratitude of, I mean, let's think about our teen too now. Like, it's interesting to have toddlers and teens. When I think about Jackson, he's so independent. Like, he wakes up in the morning, gets himself ready. He does his laundry. This is not what he does in a day, but all he like mows the lawn, does his laundry as part of his responsibility. He takes out the trash. He goes to school on his own. He comes back. Like, there's very little things that we have to remind him because he's a teenager, like time wise, like, yo, come on. But we're like now at the stage where I'm grateful that he wants to hang out. Like, if he comes out and talks for a while, I'm like grateful for that. So it's just a weird, like, it's an interesting. It makes you grateful for both because I'm able to see both sides. Like, my girls are obsessed with me, like, to the point where they're like, mommy has to do it. I just want mom. Like they'll have their days where I'm like, y'all, stop being so obsessed with me. Like, love you, but can I breathe? Can I please breathe? And then I'm like with my son, he's probably like, mom, can I breathe? Can I please breathe? So
right. Just
knowing that all these things are stages, it's really been helpful for me to understand what to be grateful for at each stage. People tell me they come back around. The teenagers come back around, like, when they're 25. So I guess we'll just wait for that.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So in the midst of being grateful for all the things, like, it's still stressful. Like, this life that we live is not stress-free, especially around the holiday season. So I kind of want to get into talking about, like, even though the holidays are magical, it can be a lot. So let's think about maybe some tips for dealing with holiday stress. And just like right now, I think people are just struggling a ton, like financially. It's just been a weird year. I mean, it's been a lot of great things, but like, especially this end of the year has been kind of wild. Like, I think with the election, just like tensions are just high. People have been racist as hell to me lately in the comments. Yeah. Sidebar. I don't know if y'all had seen my stories. But like, I've just been getting, I get like racist comments from time to time, or like people will talk about, like, I'm with a white man, and then sometimes people come for my kids or their looks, which I spoke about. I'm not going to go into that here, but like, I think literally towards the end of the year, I've been getting a lot more just racist trolls, like ignorant NIG, you're black and ignorant, or black and ghetto, makes sense. I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking? It's like on videos where it's like just me, like a lyric video. It's been wild.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
If we're trying to find something to be grateful for, that means that doesn't happen unless you're like becoming more well known. Like, that's when those people start coming out of the woodwork.
Right. If you don't have trolls, like, anybody.
If you don't have
you.
Trolls, you're not successful. It's a messed up way that they're doing.
Right. Those trolls are definitely blocked.
Those people are obviously have problems, and I don't know why you would ever say that to somebody.
Right.
It's
right.
crazy. You know, to say that is just completely wild,
but that is a good point.
If we're trying to find a silver lining or try to be grateful, it's like,
I must be getting big, y'all, because the trolls are coming out with their fake bot accounts to say no, that like nothing that even makes sense
is
the haters,
the status. How many haters do you have?
About, I mean, that day was wild because the girls were wilding out that morning. And then I wake up and I finally get them out. Shiloh was just having meltdown after meltdown after meltdown. Get them out with the nanny finally and go on to my thing. And those are the first two comments I see. And I was like, great, this is going to be an awesome day. But I was grateful for, I was just grateful for all the love and support. Like a lot of people were just really concerned where I was just like, I get that. I mean, as Black people, we've been called, probably every Black person you know that's at least my age has been in places where they've either been called the N-word or someone's like racist stuff has happened. And the fact nobody really cared back then. It was just more like you don't talk about it or no one literally cared. And so to see the outpour of like I was like, oh, okay, people care.
Shout out to Kimmy.
Shout out to Kimmy, my friend and my right hand and everything I do. Like she saw I was having a bad day and sent me like a little care package from Instacart, which contained flowers, plants, like which I love plants. These are not real because we're in the basement, but we really like plants and wine and chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets for the kids because you knew I needed it to just have an easy dinner and wine for me. And it was just the best. So shout out to having good people in your life and like a village to raise them. I know the village is hard to find. But let's say back to managing stress during the holiday season. What advice would you give to parents who are struggling or stressed out, whether it be finances, emotionally, maybe like the end of the year is hard for them because they've lost someone or they're grieving someone that's not here or life's going to change because you're pregnant and it's the last Christmas you'll have with a belly in your baby and the baby will be here. Like, what do you say to someone that might be, or especially twin parents, like dealing with holiday stress?
Yeah, it's easy to get overwhelmed by all those things, especially this time of year. And what I try to do is, you know, take a moment to like really reflect. And I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but like really try to think about like looking back on it. You're not going to remember like all those like little things you're freaking out about, but you try to like take a moment and really try to like store the memories of like the good times and like all the things you have to be grateful for, like the fun memories with the kids. I mean, kids get, especially at our twins' age, they get so excited.
It's the best.
For the holidays. They're like shaking, giddy, like just so excited for, so there's so many things like geared towards children. I mean, you know what I mean? Like Christmas is so much fun for, it like has evolved into this thing where it's like this huge event for kids and it's so much fun. And then as adults, most of why adults like Christmas is nostalgia and remembering how much fun it was as a kid. So as an adult being overwhelmed by a million different things and all the stress, I try to just like take a second and like look at like, man, I need to remember this moment because it's so cool. Like seeing my kids like have the joy of all of it. And like, I mean, a lot of it is commercialized and everything, but you know, you try to just like store those memories for when you're looking back and reflect on like the good parts and just know that it's going to be stressful. And that's just comes with the territory.
Yeah. I love that. And that's so true. Like seeing the Christmas spirit through the eyes of your kid when they're young is the best thing.
You get to relive.
It's like, like it's just literally you get to like, it's like the second, I think being a kid is probably the best thing, like that real belief. But then like seeing them believe in all the things that come with that is like so magical.
Right.
And honestly, that's like the biggest part for them, especially when they're really little. As your kids get older and they start understanding more, they're going to ask for bigger things, right? Like Jackson, you know, wants his iPhone back. Like they're going to ask for real gifts. But like when they're little like this, it's just the idea of Santa, like, if you even take them outside or to a mall where there's decorations, like put on like, you know, whatever Christmas movie, like those are the things that make it. You don't have to buy this huge like playhouse expensive thing. Like they'll be happy with like low-key anything. The girls don't remember what they got last year. I don't really think. Maybe they did at three, but two and one, they were just, I don't think, we didn't get them nothing, right? Why would you get a one-year-old? Or I mean, you can do what you want, but they just like to rip the paper open and be on the boxes and look at the lights. Like it was, it's just the spirit of Christmas that made it. We'd have to spend a whole ton of money, like, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And so just kind of remembering that part. So if you are stressed about finances or you're stressed about all the things, they don't know that I didn't send out holiday cards for the past 2 years. I'm sending them out this year, I think. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. We at least got photos this year, but I was stressed out the past 2 years that nobody got holiday cards from us. And they don't know that. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really matter. You just do what you can. Lower the bar to wherever you need it to be. They will be fine. And just, like, try to enjoy those magical moments.
They said they're going to ask for rainbow unicorns.
Oh, like, I'm so freaking done with the damn rainbow unicorns. The girls have been obsessed with everything, like, rainbow, glitter, unicorn. Like, it just looks like a girly girl threw up on them. That's what they want. Anything that looks like a girly girl threw up. That's what they want. So
a sparkly rainbow unicorn
with feathers and princess. So yeah, and then I think another thing, and shit's gonna go wrong. Just know that stuff will happen that you may not have planned for. What year was it where Shiloh ever was in the ER? Like, what is it, Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve? We just got in the Christmas tree.
We were decorating,
So it was right after Thanksgiving. We always get real trees. That's one of our traditions that I love to keep. But we got a real tree, and she came home. She was so freaking excited about this damn tree. And you were downstairs doing something. I was in the other room, and Jackson was in there with him. And all we hear was a bump, a big bump. Go upstairs, and there's blood everywhere. And she had hit her head.
She tripped and smacked her head on the coffee table.
And
right in the middle of her forehead.
Right in the middle of the forehead. And poor Jackson was like, I don't, like, it was just, and all hands on deck.
You're bleeding.
And she was,
You're bleeding a lot. And I hear him say that from the other room, like, here he goes. What happened?
Yep.
And then, it's been hours.
At the ER, stitches. And that wasn't part of the plan that day. But I was grateful.
It wasn't on the agenda
for what I wanted to do. So Christmas decorations waited a bit. She had scars and all the photos and everything that we had for that Christmas season on Santa's lap. And it now is just a memory of the past, but, like, it didn't ruin Christmas for us. So just remember, things are going to happen no matter what they are, surprises, and just try and find gratitude. Back to the theme, find the gratitude. Okay, and now, like, I want to think about, like, just the lessons we learned.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And as we look back, like, I'm going to look back at, like, I want to look back at season one of the podcast, but I also want to just look back at just lessons we've learned as becoming twin parents. Now we're in year four. They just started the year four. They just turned four in October. Is there anything that we wish we knew or we tell our past selves?
Yeah, it's weird because there's, like, in some ways it's harder than I thought. In some ways it's easier than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I mean, what do you mean?
Same. I mean, so there's two of them, right? So in some ways, everything takes twice as long.
Yeah.
But then there's other times where, like, you know, it's because there's two and they're the same age. It's like they can both, we have to pick separate outfits. We just find the matching.
Yeah, that's true.
Or there's like, they both just, like, eat the same thing, or they both go to the same ballet class.
Yeah.
Or they both, like. I don't know, it's tough to, can't think of some better examples, but there's some things that are harder, but some, because it's almost, I don't know if this is crazy to say.
Oh God.
To all the twin parents out there, but I was thinking, like, in some ways it might be harder overall to have kids, two kids that are like a year apart than two kids that are the exact same age, because there's a lot of things that they could that are just the same for both of them. Where if they were like a year apart, there'd be a lot of things that are like different for this kid and something else for this, you know.
So it's I don't know if it's harder or again, I'm sure there's certain challenges and unique opportunities for each. I do think it's completely different though. So I get annoyed when parents of kids who are like 9 or 12 months apart or like 13 months are like, oh yeah, I know what you feel like. I have these kids that are not the same age. And I'm like, that's not twins, right? And so in some ways I'm like, I'm not saying that I'm better. I'm not saying that you don't get me because I know a way bigger challenge. I'm just saying that I was breastfeeding at the same time. I pushed two people out of my uterus. They were the exact same age of the sleep schedule. There was two newborns in my house. And these were all hard things.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, for what you just said, a lot of things were easier where we just bought two of everything and your brain had only so much capacity.
They can share certain things.
They're at the same level of stuff with like school. Like you don't have to flip your brain of like, I have a toddler and a newborn, where that's a unique challenge in of itself.
Sure.
So yeah, I hear you. Cause in some ways I just think it's different. And this is why if you are a parent to someone who has Irish twins, don't go up to someone with twins and say, I know how you feel. You can just say, oh, I have mine are really close in age. Both are hard. Like, but don't say, it's almost like, it's not the same, but it's almost like a puppy parent coming up and being like, I just got a puppy. I get what you're going through with your newborn. And I'm like, what you're going through could be hard. It is hard, but it's not the same as a baby. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I just remembered. Sorry. Somebody hit me with, you got your hands full.
When?
At the mall when they're both crying.
Yeah.
Freaking out. And I had to pick both of them up just to like get back to the car in time to get back here.
Yeah.
And so I had to, there was like part of it back going back to the car where I was like actually carrying both of them and they're both crying.
Yeah.
At the same time. And I'm carrying both of them and they're both like squirming, crying. And I'm walking and this lady's just like looking back at me as I'm walking and I'm looking at her like, what is she about to say? And she goes, well, looks like you got your hands full. I'm like, thanks, lady.
Thank you for that helpful, obvious tip, lady. It's always when people are struggling too. Like, you got your hands full comes a lot, but like it's always so literal. Like, I'm like, I physically do.
Yeah.
And they are screaming. This is the last thing I need to hear. I'm like, well, you got your hands full. I'm like, fuck you. Like, literally.
I was be like, oh, never heard that one. But I didn't say it. That's true. Yeah.
You got a kept an obvious mouth. I need a good comeback. I mean, I'll need a comeback. I'm sorry. I'm not like, whatever. You can say you got your hands full to me. I'm going to be nice and keep it moving. But just know, you listen to this and you understand, you know.
If in my head, I'm like, you don't.
Dumbass. You don't.
Looks like you're nice and comfy just strolling along through
the
mall.
Looks like you don't. That's hilarious. But no, I do think back to your point that some things are easier, like them being able to play exclusively, like be at the same level of their milestones. They hit differently. A lot of times your twins will hit your milestones. I'll have a whole podcast next season on just milestones with twins because they do differ. Even even identical twins can like walk at different times and things like that. But for the most part, they play independently. And that's been huge than just having one. Like right now, I'm seeing the benefit of when it was just one versus two with them being able to play. You also have to referee them, but like, it's still, you don't have to set up a play date. When we put them in a class, they have a friend. Like, but when we put them in ballet, it wasn't like they were by themselves.
Right.
We always have a friend.
You probably don't have to referee them as much as if one was older.
Oh, right.
It
true.
They'd probably, you imagine if Ever was a year older.
Oh, my God. She can never know that she's 15 minutes
older. She would just torture Shiloh constantly.
Yeah. But, like, if anybody is, like, stressed out, the advice I wish we knew is that no one's perfect. None of us know what the hell we're doing. We're still learning. If anybody says they know what they're doing completely, like, it's a lie and run away because they're crazy. This kind of triggers me, like, find your village or whatever, because it's really hard to find that. It really is. Like, it's something that I want to get clearer on how to give advice with this, because it just had being a parent can be lonely. Like, you kind of lose people that you thought were going to be there. However, I will say, as twins parents, you learn that like you are struggling and like you will take the help that's offered. I took way more help with the twins whenever I could than I did with Jackson. I was just like, kind of like, I'll figure it out. And no one like offered as much. With twins, you might find like help in random places. Like, I don't know. I just accept more from friends or neighbors or anyone offering, like, hey, do you want me to bring dinner? Yes, do it. Like, I would before, it's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, accept all the help and find your village wherever you can, even if it means that you have to kind of go out of like your comfort zone and not be with the people that you thought were going to be your village. You might just have to like make a new little pod on focusing on who those people are going to be.
And living in the U.S. in 2024, their society is not geared towards like having a village.
No.
It's like everyone's their separate family.
Keith, like, yes. Everyone's out for themselves and gives zero shits about anybody else.
Right.
That's basically where we're at.
Culturally, like a lot of other countries and even in this country, like a long time ago, it was more geared towards like that community kind of thing. And it seems like not, and then COVID, you know, didn't help with that either. But like, you have to make an effort to like have a community, like meet up. I know on top of everything else dealing with as parents, I think socializing with kids, socializing with each other and socializing with other parents and just talking about things like can relieve a lot of stress when you realize other people are going, hey, have you tried this? Hey, did you hear about this? That could help with such and such. And those kind of things, you have to like really make an effort.
100%.
It's not like back in the day, kids just running around in the street and you're just going over to so-and-so's house. And it's like, now it's just different these days.
There was like a TikTok I saw the other day, and they were talking about how someone asked him in the 80s and 90s, did your parents really not know where you were?
Oh yeah.
And then like he like showed the commercial of back in, I think it was 90s commercial. Kev on stage. Yeah, he's hilarious. Of a commercial of like literally commercial of celebrities just looking in the camera, like, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your child is? And then be Cyndi Lauper, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your child is? Like, it's just like all these like
they
80s.
They had to get celebrities to remind parents that we're watching TV at 10 p.m. that they need to check on their, figure out where their kids are.
I don't know where my kids are. So we're in a different day and age where no one would do that anymore. And like the village was like anybody in the streets watching your kid. Like you didn't even know who the village was, but they came back safe and sound. Where now you got to be a little bit more protective, but also just like go out and figure out who you're going to get in their community of watching your kids, because they're not going to be roaming the streets at 10 p.m. That's way later than the streetlights come home, because I had to be home when the streetlights come home.
Right. But in winter, I mean, that's
that's wild.
4 hours later.
I think if anybody wants more advice on just what we wish we knew and like advice, especially for being partners and like the way we divided labor, especially in the beginning, go back to the first episode and we talk all about how twins affected our marriage and the tips that we wish we knew. Because I'm very grateful for you. I'm very grateful at the parents we are now. I'm grateful that you're home for a minute. You're not going on tour for the near future. You've been stepping up in all the ways. It's been rough. It's been a rough season. Not rough. It's been good, but we're in like, I think with me working so much and I'm kind of like doing a lot of travel for work. I've been leaning on you a lot and I see that and I recognize that. I think the girls just thrive when we're both home. It's awesome. Like even Jackson too. So I'm grateful for this past year and being able to like really pour into some of the projects I've wanted to do. And that has been a testament for you, like stepping up as like the default parent on days or weekends when I'm gone. And I feel like that's how it should be. Everybody's family dynamic is different, but if you need your partner to step up and they can at all or not know how, I'd say that that sucks. Sorry. I'd say that's something you might want to talk about, because you might not be able to do so. What if something happened? What if you like break your leg and you can't do things? Like it doesn't have to be that someone is the default parent all the time or you have to switch like on a cadence, but they should be able to if they're needed. And I'm grateful that like I don't even think about that with you. I'm like, I'm going to this. I don't like tell you what to do. You like, I know it's gonna be fine. So
no, and I'm grateful that we're able to have that dynamic, because I think, you know, both are important. You don't want someone to just be like the parent all the time and the other person's just out, you know, working on their career or whatever. And then, or vice versa. It's like, I think both dynamics are important. So I'm grateful that we can both like kind of take turns. And then,
yeah. And if that is what you love, like you love being this like stay at home parent or and the other right. person's doing that, then great. Just figure. But if it's not, then you,
sure.
you should talk
yeah,
about
yeah.
it for
that's,
sure.
You're right. I should say that for us.
Yeah, for us. This is what works. Yeah.
Because one or the other would suck.
Yeah, it
would
totally suck.
If it was
suck.
Like one or the other all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
especially.
Yeah, I like, I mean, it's rare, but I like it because it's rare, I guess, that like when I get to like have the girls.
Yeah.
And you're out of town. Like, it's right. fun. We have like daddy
time.
And, you know, it's just like a different. And then when I'm yeah. gone, you guys have like girls
we
day.
Have girls day. That's what we call it. Yeah. Anytime it's just the girls are like, girls day. And like, we just do girly things.
Something we should try to do more is like
one-on-one time.
Yeah. With each.
Yeah. I'm going to have a whole episode on that with like identical twins
yeah.
because they said that they had like individual mommy. It's mommy every day. It's mommy
identical, right?
This is just an episode that's coming up, and it's a question I'm asking. But for twins in general, that's something that we want to make more of an effort because
right.
there are times where I just take Shiloh to the doctor by herself, and it's really special when it's just me and her, and she gets excited. Or if I'm just with Ever, it's really special, and she gets excited. And it's something that I think we kind of take for granted when they're twins. They're always together. So I like. Mm-hmm. I think I want to make more of an effort doing that. It'll be a 2025 thing. But speaking of which, just like being able to like pour into my career a little bit more this season has been amazing. And like, especially with this podcast, like when I decided to do it, I didn't really know what it was going to be. And I've been, it's interesting because it's been a labor of love, y'all. Like if you're going to start a podcast, you have to really like what you're doing. You have to feel like you have a mission of what you want to do. You have to like having conversations with people. If you don't like talking to people, don't start a podcast. Like you have to like, these are different qualities that I know about myself that I love doing. But also I didn't realize I like interviewed Tatiana Ali, who's literally my child. I watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, y'all, growing up and just idolized Ashley. When I was in college, there was like a Facebook. It was when Instagram hadn't existed yet, but there was a Facebook trend. It wasn't even called a trend, but everyone changed their Facebook profile picture to like their celebrity look-alike or childhood doppelganger. Mine was Ashley from Fresh Prince for like months. And so when she was one of the last interviews I did for the season one, and in that moment, it was a really short one. Like it was the end of the day. It's a super short mini episode, but she was amazing. Like just being in the space with her and like getting to know her more, like even off the mic. And I'm just like had an outer body moment. Like this is what I would never have had that opportunity had I not made a podcast. And then connecting with mothers. Like I knew her as Ashley Banks, but to connect with her as like moms talking about things that are important for other moms. And now I reach out to people who I just am inspired by. And I'm like, would you want to talk about motherhood? It's just like, it's just so important to my identity now and to be able to connect with other people who are super accomplished, super successful, but we all relate in this mom thing.
Right.
It's been amazing. And like, I might not be making money on this podcast, y'all, but I can't stop because maybe not yet. It's a labor of love, y'all. It's love is what's paying me.
Well, it gives you an opportunity to connect.
Connect,
with
yeah.
lots of different people in like a platform that is just people understand what it is.
Yeah.
They just know exactly like, oh, a podcast. Like it's just become so common that it's like a vehicle to like collaborate with different people. So. But most importantly, shout out to everybody listening and supporting the podcast.
Thank you. I'm most grateful for the listeners because I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'll take this out, but I thought it would be easier to, because I already had a following that when I started the podcast, everybody would just go over there.
Right. And like everyone that follows you on social media is automatically going to listen to your podcast.
That ain't the case. You really have to have value and just understand. And I knew that they would come because I knew I had things to say. But like the people who have been rocking me from day one, I literally thank you. And for every person that shared something or like just sent something, like listen to this episode or come up to me and be like, I like this episode. It changed my life. Like from the bottom of my heart, that's what I'm most grateful for. And that's the only reason why I'm doing a season two. Because if I didn't think it was hitting or landing, then I'd be like, okay, this is not a value to anyone else. It's like a narcissistic thing to just want to be talking, like hear yourself talk. Like if I didn't feel like it was adding value, then I wouldn't be doing it. So every time you share or review, it's a visual depiction of that's resonating and it means the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We made it to like the top 3% of podcasts globally. We got 10,000 followers now on IG. Like I think it's up. Like I my goal was like these certain metrics, and I blew them out of the water. And I was just very grateful. And that just was accumulated over time. It wasn't like a boom, blow up moment. I didn't have a Bobby and Drake moment in bed. It's just been a very slow growth, but it's been one that's been just really filling and giving me something to be really grateful for.
You deserve it, babe.
Well, season two, we're going to be back next year. And it's going to be bigger and better. The episode will drop in January. I'm already recording some with just a lot of really cool guests, a lot of twin stuff, very much more twin things. Like, we'll talk to twins, and I'm just excited for next year. It's going to be bigger and better. So please come back. But I guess this is us signing off for the year. So any last words?
I'm just grateful that you're, because I know you always said, like, you always just had this kind of personality, and you always,
yeah,
you know, would like kind of talk crap about, like, I don't know, just be what I, it's hard to
I was life at the party in high school. I've always been kind of,
right.
Like, I've been like, you, okay, so my husband has a Grammy, right? He's been the star, literally in our relationship, but he's just so laid back and so, like, he's a drummer. So it kind of gives you an idea of, like, he's cool being behind the scenes.
Right.
He's very humble. Like, I'd be the one to tell people, like, yeah, this is what he does. And he'd like, stop. Like, he's never that. And I'm not like.
And you're just walking around like, I'm a star.
No, I do not.
But I'm exaggerating, but that's the vibe.
I do not walk around like.
You don't say you're a star, but you always have.
I'm more comfortable in that attention space. I have a big personality.
Center of attention.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm glad that you're finally, like, it's a perfect, you have a vehicle to show your personality and your creativity, and, you know, see people's, like, appreciation for it, and be able to help people, whether it's just making them laugh randomly at some silly video, or actually helping them with parenting tips or self-care or any of these other things. And I think it's awesome. I'm proud of you, and I'm glad that you're, like, you're getting some love from the people.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I appreciate that. And I also say, find you someone that's going to hype you, be like your like, gas you, because there are men that I think would be intimidated by your significant other becoming, like, a boss or bigger, right? Or different than the person that they were before. And not like my personality's changed, but getting some sort of, like, there's men that are insecure that might be, like, threatened by that. And I'm saying, find you someone that is going to ride or die and be like, no, I'm here for a gat. Like, I love that. I think, when was it? I'll share this last point, but you went to, when we used to go out, he had long dreads. So he was very recognizable in our area because of what he did. And he's a band member from this area. So there'd be times that people would follow us around the mall, ask for pictures, all that kind of things. Now when we go out, he cut his hair, so he looks like just a very fine, regular white guy. But there's not like
average,
no, more than average. But he doesn't have, like, some, you know, long hair distinguishing feature.
I just blend in.
Right. So we went to Usher, and, like, multiple people came up and were like, are you that twin mama? I'm like, yes. And it's just so interesting.
Taking
the tables
pictures,
have turned.
Yeah.
The people are taking pictures of me. And then you went to the bank and gave your ID. And what did the teller say?
She's looked at my ID, and she's like, oh my gosh, is your wife Lori Murray? Oh my gosh, I love her. I love all her stuff. I love her videos. She's amazing. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just like, I get like more excited than you.
Yeah, I know.
Someone wants to take your picture because I'm just like,
you're just excited. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll just say, get you someone that's just going, that can be grateful for your successes, and there's no, like, competition at all, because that would suck. But be ready for season two, y'all. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll be back in January. And I just am grateful for each and every listener and for your continued support. So till next time, signing off for this last episode of That Twin Mama Podcast.
Peace. Happy holidays. Peace.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.